The fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verses 21 to 30. Jesus began to speak in the synagogue. This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen. And he won the approval of all, and they were astonished by the gracious words that came from his lips. They said, "This is Joseph's son, surely." But he replied, "No doubt you will quote me the saying, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and tell me, 'We have heard all that happened in Capernaum. Do the same here in your own countryside.'" And he went on, "I tell you solemnly, no prophet is ever accepted in his own country. There were many widows in Israel, I can assure you, in Elijah's day, when heaven remained shut for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine raged throughout the land. But Elijah was not sent to any of these. He was sent to a widow at Zarephath, a Sidonian town. And in the prophet Elisha's time, there were many lepers in Israel, but none of these was cured, except the Syrian Naaman." When they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was outraged. They sprang to their feet and hustled him out of the town, and they took him up to the brow of a hill their town was built on, intending to throw him down the cliff, but he slipped through the crowd and walked away.
Continuing the Gospel account of the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, Maria Valtorta describes the encounter with the citizens of Nazareth in the synagogue early in his public life. He says to them, "Come to the light which has risen. Divest yourselves of your passions to be agile in following Christ. Have a good will to believe, to improve yourselves, to desire health, and you will be given health. It is in my hands, but I only give it to those who have a good will to receive it, because it would be an offence to grace to give it to those who want to continue to serve mammon." A murmur runs through the synagogue. Jesus looks around. He reads on faces and into hearts and goes on. "I understand your thoughts. Because I am from Nazareth, you would like a privileged favour. But you want it not out of power of faith, but out of selfishness. So I solemnly tell you that no prophet is made welcome in his own country. Other countries have accepted me and will accept me with greater faith. Also those whose names are a scandal for you. There I will gather my followers, whereas I will not be able to do anything in this country, because it is closed and hostile to me. But I wish to remind you of Elijah and Elisha. The former found faith in a Phoenician woman, the latter in a Syrian. And they were able to work a miracle for her and for him. The people dying of starvation in Israel and the lepers in Israel did not receive bread and cleanliness because their hearts had not the goodwill, the fine pearl that the prophets could see. The same will happen also to you who are hostile to and incredulous of the word of God." The crowds become enraged. They curse and endeavour to lay hands on Jesus. But the apostle cousins, Judas, James and Simon, defend him, and the enraged Nazarenes then hustle Jesus out of the town. They follow him as far as the brow of the hill, threatening him not only with words. But Jesus turns around, immobilises them with his magnetic glance, walks through them uninjured, and disappears along a mountain path.
Jesus says, wisdom states, and the gospel states, the following passages in such a way that you cannot deny these words in view of their holiness. From Matthew and Mark. Jesus taught in his native town, Nazareth, and in the synagogues, and they were scandalized by him. And on account of their incredulity, he did not work many miracles there. From Luke. And Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been raised, and entered the synagogue and got up to read. And he said, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. And the people in Nazareth, filled with indignation, pushed him to the top of the mountain and wanted to hurl him down. From Matthew, he then began to reproach the cities in which he had worked many miracles and which had not repented. And he said, woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! And you, Capernaum! For you have not converted to the Lord. From Luke, and Jesus said, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, your house will thus be left deserted, and you will not see me again until the day when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And from Luke again, and Jesus, on seeing Jerusalem, wept over it and said, oh, if only you knew. You have not recognized the time in which you have been visited by the Lord. That's it, as stated. Bethlehem did not want the Lord. Nazareth did not want the Lord. Capernaum did not deserve the Lord, nor did Bethsaida and Chorazin. And Jerusalem hated the Lord because it did not recognize him in his word. There are many Christs, and there are many who set against the Christs and their missions, what the cities of Palestine set against their Saviour and Master. And to Maria Valtorta personally, Jesus says, you too, in the city which should be yours, with the order of the servants of Mary, are not loved by others. Because of this incredulity of theirs, you cannot provide the other miracle of the explanations of the epistles of St. Paul. And because you tell the truth, they throw you and would like to cast you down. Soul of mine, soul of mine, soul of mine, come and weep here to be able to go on living. Come to me here, and let us weep together, because I once more came to my house and was not welcomed or recognized. And once more Jerusalem kills her prophets between the temple and the altar. Since men and angels were created, how many perfect works of God have been frustrated or squandered by man? And did they perhaps not come from God because they did not succeed? On the contrary, precisely because they have come from God, they have been frustrated. I am telling you so because it is true.